Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you live from our studio inside Renaissance Bank on Windward Parkway in Alpharetta. Folks, if you're having trouble with your current bank, if the your bank experience is something along the lines of artificial voices and 1-800 numbers, and we don't really want you to talk to a live person, you know what that feels like. If you've got that situation, my suggestion is go to renaissancebank.com, find your local office. They've got some 200 across the South ready to serve you, and give them a call. And what you'll find is a live person will answer the phone in that office. Amazing how that works. And what will happen is they'll invite you in to come on in and have an appointment and talk it over and see if it's a good fit. I find that Renaissance Bank is big enough to handle most any need you can throw at them, small enough to do it in a personal way. And that's a good combination. So check them out. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Stephen Weed. Stephen is the CEO and president of Interior Contract Services and Georgia Office Interiors.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Hey, this is great. Great.
This is awesome. This is a great setup you have here.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad we could get you in. And by the way, I'm going to shout out real quick because we're both members of the Greater North Fulton yep. Chamber. Thank you for sponsoring the After Hours this year, we've had some great events, and we've got another great one coming up. I'm biased, but we're sponsoring with you, right?
That's right.
In May.
Ray's Killer Creek. That's going to be a blast.
Yeah, celebrating 5 years of North Fulton Business Radio, and it's great to have you on to talk here to talk about what you're up to.
Yes, sir. No, thank you for having me. We love the Greater North Fulton Chamber. Great group of folks there.
Yeah.
And those events have just been a success, even during the pandemic. We've done it safely. We've been able to effectively network. It's been great. You know, yeah. Business comes out of that chamber, which is really, you know, you would think most chambers that would be the case, but you know, that chamber, we actually see deals, you know, come from it. So we talked about lead generation a little bit. We get a lot of good leads out of that group. So
that's exciting. That's great. Great stuff. Shout out to the Greater North Fulton Chamber. But let's get into you and what you're up to, how you're serving the market out there through your company.
Well, it's interesting. You know, it's COVID and it's a pandemic and we're office furniture. So it's been a unique time for sure.
Right. Nothing exciting in your life.
Oh, right. It's been interesting. A lot of our clients are just now starting to get back into the workspace. A lot of them had to make accommodations for all the staff that was working remotely. So we saw a lot of remote offices that we were, you know, assisting with. A lot of the protection shields, you know, those really fancy plastic, you know, devices that they put out. So we were mass producing those, you know, at the height of the pandemic. So it's been interesting. We're encouraged because in the last even several weeks, we started to see business increase in not only our main market in Orlando, but then our secondary market here in Atlanta. So it's been encouraging.
So let's get, so everybody understands the geography and the names and so forth. So the name of the parent company is Interior Contract Services,
yes,
right?
Sir.
And you've got a operation in Orlando, as you mentioned, and then your operation here in the Atlanta area is Georgia Office Interiors.
That's correct, sir. Okay. Yeah, so main headquarters is there in Orlando. We've been in the Central Florida market since 1983. We're a family-owned business. It was started by my uncle, Larry Weed. So he's in his 70s now. He would tell you he's in his 50s. He's a single bachelor, but I'm probably going to get in trouble for giving out his general age. But,
uh-oh.
Right? But yeah. He's done an amazing thing with our company and growing it. We service, obviously, all throughout the state of Florida. We decided, obviously, when I stepped into the business about 2.5 years ago to go into other markets, North Georgia being the next one that we thought there was a lot of growth and potential there.
Sure.
So we're here now, and we do business all throughout the United States. We have projects right now going on in Hawaii, Arizona, California.
Wow.
We even do international projects. So we will go over to Europe. We've been into the Caribbean some, so we kind of go wherever the client goes, and that's kind of a testament to our work. We build a relationship with the client. Some of those relationships date back even back to the 80s when the company first started, and we grow with the client. So as their needs increase and they buy facilities and have more employees, we come in and obviously provide the cubicles and workstations and conference chairs and all that good stuff. So,
yeah. Yeah, I want to get into that. But let's back up for a little bit and talk about office furniture in general. Before we came on, we were talking about how people hear office furniture and they think that's pretty boring and staid.
It's like, womp, womp, womp. I know. It's kind of hard to make it exciting sometimes a little bit, you know? But
there's a lot of change that goes on in your business. Talk about that.
Well, and the other big part, too, is, you know, you're sitting for a ton of time, you know, throughout the day. And so ergonomics and just that whole component is a huge part of the industry right now. Mm-hmm. The other is the WELL certification. A lot of facilities are looking at how to make sure that their employees are going to be safe and healthy in the workspace, and furniture plays right into that. There was a big article this past week about with COVID, how a lot of these companies are moving outside for the work. It was, I think, featured in Forbes. So there's all of these different areas within furniture. It's, you just can't think a conference table or a chair. There's so much more beyond that. And you're working with the design community. So we work a lot with the interior design firms. You're working with the commercial property management folks. You're working with architects. So it's really a wide range of folks that bring all kinds of creativity and perspective into the market.
And there are important choices that your customers make in the products that you sell, right? Because we're talking about productivity and making your employees, creating an environment where they can be productive, right?
Absolutely. I mean, if you have an employee that feels comfortable in their workspace, you're obviously going to get more output from that employee. They're going to enjoy their job. They're going to feel like their employer cares about, you know, where they are, because, you know, you spend sometimes more time at the office than you do at home. Now, this year's been a little bit different, but employers have still looked for ways to facilitate collaboration with their work teams. And that's a big part of it. So furniture has kind of had to change a little bit, where before COVID, we were pushing a lot of collaboration in the space, but now with COVID, with spacing, kind of complicated that a little bit. So sure. It's always evolving, to your point. It just doesn't remain static, which I think a lot of people, when they think furniture, it's static. You know, it's just a chair or a table, but it's evolving. And I think that's a kind of a cool part of the industry.
Stephen Weed is with us, folks. And Stephen is the CEO and president of Interior Contract Services and locally here known as Georgia Office Interiors. So, Stephen, let's talk about some of those changes, whether they're COVID related or not. I mean, what are some of the new developments that you're seeing in your industry?
So every year there's NeoCon. It's in Chicago typically. This past year they didn't do it. That's when all the furniture manufacturers come together. They feature their latest, greatest products. Mm-hmm. What we like and what we've seen a lot of the government entities have used this is the demountable wall. So those are those clear glass walls that you see that look really, really good for conference rooms or even private workspaces. Mm-hmm. What's neat about those walls and what was really cool in COVID is you can move those walls. So when you're thinking traditional drywall and you're framing, you know, those drywalls are there unless you're going to tear down a certain part of the building.
Right.
With demountable walls, we've seen that those can actually be picked up and moved throughout different areas within a building. So as a taxpayer, and a lot of these government agencies are doing it, where they're actually moving those demountable walls from maybe the 12th floor down to the 8th floor, and they're not having to rebuy, you know, product, which, you know, is good. You know, we're not just spending money to spend money.
Right.
I think that you're also seeing workspaces designed to ensure that there's going to be collaboration, but there's going to be safe distance in the space. And I think that, you know, different manufacturers right now are kind of going through their own struggle. A lot of these manufacturers dealt with lead time issues. We deal with a lot of manufacturers that are US-based. We don't really tend to use manufacturers that are over in China and some of the other regions that are kind of over there for manufacturing, just because during the height of COVID, you weren't going to be able to get product out.
Right.
So one of the challenges a lot of our clients face were lead times on getting furniture to them were increasing pretty dramatically. And what was neat about it was we were working with US manufacturers that at the height of the pandemic were still putting out furniture and meeting our clients' needs. We do a lot of healthcare, a lot of our hospital clients, a lot of our government, police departments, corrections. They were able to get the product they needed timely because we were working with those aligned manufacturers that are Canadian and US based, which was helpful.
Wow. Good stuff there for sure. Buying in the good old USA.
Yeah, so. No, we love that. And yeah. I mean, you know, and the Canadian partners as well. I mean, just the whole North American manufacturing group is fantastic. But, mm-hmm. you know, being headquartered in Orlando, a lot of our clients, I mean, think theme park industry and those in that realm, we were fortunate enough to do IAAPA, which is the International Association of Amusement Parks. And so that whole association is made up of all the different names that my little kids love to go visit in Orlando.
Yep.
But when the pandemic hit, you've got to think their operations were scaled back dramatically. And then we had to come up with solutions for their workspaces and for the parks to ensure that the guests were going to be safe there when they were, you know, visiting, because it's supposed to be, you know, a place of memories and happiness. But, you know, when COVID hit, they had to improvise, and they did a fantastic job, you know, ensuring that the guests were safe. So we were a part of that. And I, you know, that's what kind of is the partnership we have with our clients, is working on the feedback that they're giving us on ensuring visitors and employees are safe in their workspace or in their office environment.
That makes sense. Now, talk a little bit about the you mentioned the theme parks and,
yep,
and amusement parks in the Orlando area. We obviously know a lot of those names, but talk about some of the other clients that you have, the types of clients that you work with.
So that's a great question. We span, so we'll talk, you know, obviously theme park, you know, as clients, but we have healthcare clients, you mm-hmm. know, hospitals, doctors, physicians, offices. Advent Healthcare is one of our clients that we do work with. Wonderful client to work with. They do a great, you know, great stuff during the pandemic. Their healthcare teams were incredible, just working nonstop. We do a lot in government. So that could be local agencies, county governments, police departments, tax collectors' offices. We do state government work. We have actually the state attorney's office is coming in this week to look at furniture. We do federal government work. We just did the Department of Homeland Security. So that's kind of neat, you know, that we will serve those sectors as well. Military, we did U.S. Central Command over at MacDill Air Force Base several years ago. So those are all great sectors. We do a lot in higher education with the public universities, private universities. And so really furniture, as we talk, it can be static, but it can go through all these different areas where you have needs in each of these spaces where they're going to need seating and cubicles and places for students to learn and for folks if they're visiting a loved one in a hospital to sleep on. I mean, there's all these different avenues that you don't think about that furniture kind of takes you down. So it's kind of like car dealerships, though. It's like every, you know, there's car dealerships on every corner and everyone sells a little bit different stuff, but that's where I think the relationship and component comes in, because we're a family business. We're not some huge, large entity that you're, and you don't even know who you're doing business with, right? You're like, who's behind this company? The beauty of us is that you know who we are, and we, you know, we stand behind our work, and, you know, it's family owned. So we're not owned by some crazy entity, you know, that doesn't even have a presence here in North America or whatever. So that's, sure, that's good. And that's very important, especially with the government work we do, because you want to know who you're doing business with.
And yeah, you kind of anticipated my next question. So, you know, lots of office furniture companies around,
right?
Lots of places that folks can do business with. Why your company? And you're obviously doing something right if you maintained all these relationships for all these years and grown with those companies. So what's the secret of your success?
Well, and I attribute it to our team. My uncle obviously starting the company, and then the team that we have that makes up our group is just incredible. When we did evaluation a couple of years ago, we highlighted 98% reoccurring business with existing customers. So I think that's a testament that when we go into deals with clients, I mean, price points can be anywhere on furniture and expectations can be anywhere, you know, with furniture. And so having clear transparency around that and ensuring that we are, you know, keeping our word, we're obviously doing ethical business, we're treating our customers how we want to be treated. And I think that is really the differentiation between us and, say, some of the other folks that are out here that are larger. Sometimes to win a deal, you know, a number will get thrown out. We, in our industry, there's a lot of bidding. You know, someone will low bid stuff. Mm-hmm. The reality is, though, you've got to get into the project, and you'd be shocked to know how many folks come back after a bid and say, well, listen, these guys were the cheapest and, you know, it sounded good and it was all, you know, a bed of roses kind of thing. And then they got into the actual execution mm-hmm. and we ran into problems, you know, mm-hmm. lead times, like we talked about for right. furniture, we're waiting 3 months. You know, they said they had a great installation team. They didn't. So what we've always tried to be is upfront and real with the client, say, this is what it is. And, you know, the clients, fortunately, that we've been able to work with are the same way as we are. They come back and say, hey, this is exactly my budget. This is what we need. This is what I want. And working together, we get a solution. So I think the other differentiation is that we've got a very lean shop. A lot of our operations is coordinated out of Florida. And if you think labor, mm-hmm. Florida is the cheapest state right now for labor. Mm-hmm. So obviously that comes to be an important part when you're coming up with, you know, a deal and trying to make it work for your client. There's been times where we will take a loss actually on the furniture but we can sometimes make money on the labor component of it. And that's an important thing to remember. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what's the difference. There's a lot of good folks in the furniture business in Georgia and Florida with healthy competition. I think the difference is that we actually are able to provide that catered, you know, family-owned approach, and it's not some huge corporate entity, you know, that you don't know who you're really dealing with.
Yeah, for sure.
Kind of you talked about with banking, you know, what you run into in banking a little bit. And, you know, it's like, who are you really dealing with? And if I have an issue, who am I going to call? Like, who's going to fix this and who's going to stand behind it? So,
and there's always an issue, right? I mean, no matter what we do, I mean, we make mistakes and we, things happen. And so it's how you handle those things that really differentiate you, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, all of us are going to be, you know, prone to making errors at some point, right? Yep. It's a growing and it's a learning experience, but it's transparency and being real with your customer and saying, hey, you know, we screwed up and we're going to eat this one. And that will earn you business. You know, like we see 98% of the time they come back because of that.
Stephen Weed is with us, folks, and he's the CEO, president of Interior Contract Services and also Georgia Office Interiors here in the local Georgia market. I want to switch gears here a second, Stephen, because you're a adjunct professor. You're close to your doctorate. Wow. Let's talk about that.
It's kind of a hodgepodge of stuff here, right? It's furniture guy, sometimes part-time instructor, all that. But yeah, at one point I was an adjunct. We are fortunate enough to do business with the state of Georgia and some of the universities. So unfortunately, when that happened, I couldn't teach anymore because I was kind of conflicted out because some of those same universities we were going to be selling to. So I missed that part. I missed the students. But I'm finishing up a doctorate. I got into that way before the furniture business.
Okay,
but it applies to everything I do every day, you know, dealing with people and the background that I've kind of gone through. I come from a life of government work and then went in the private sector and all that. I think, as you can attest to probably in your own life, is like it carries up to the right current day where you are. You apply all those life skills. So, but yeah, I love teaching. It was a blast.
Now, I mean, I'm sure people will be shocked at this, but your area of expertise is interpersonal relations.
Yeah.
And I'm saying people will be shocked because you come across in such a great way.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. I don't know. We may need to interview my wife sometimes on how good my interpersonal relations is and my ability to communicate, you know?
And then, gotcha.
You know, sometimes with my children, like, how do I effectively, you know, give them good feedback and say, you know, hey, you should have done this, could have done that. But yeah, I mean, I love relationships. I love networking. That's how you and I initially met.
That's right.
And, you know, people are everything. And I think, and you make an investment in people and you're genuine and you stick to your word and you have good ethics and integrity. I mean, you know, the sky's the limit. So that's kind of what I attribute to where I am right now.
And that's a area of, I mean, I don't want to go down too far down this bunny trail, but
yeah,
that's an area that young people need help with, right? I mean, that are coming up in a digital age
where
everything's on a phone. Interpersonal relations is that's good work you've been doing there.
Yeah, it's been really neat to work with, especially some of the younger kids, men and women that are kind of coming up, you know, 10, 15 years behind me. And again, I don't have it all figured out. I think that society and kind of this messaging that you see on all the social media platforms is you got to have it all figured out and you got to be some, you know, multimillionaire entrepreneur by the age of 30 and this is the way you get there. But really, I think if you go back to the basics of doing business the right way, treating people the way you want to be treated, and really just having real interaction like we're doing today, sitting across from each other, looking at each other, talking versus sitting down, looking at a phone. And, you know, anyone can say anything via text or an email, but, you know, having a conversation like we're having today is much more real and it's much more intimate. And that's where we find that, you know, we get value in our clients and relationships is just they grow from there, you know? So, yeah, but the young folks have struggled with that. And, you know, there's just, there's a lot of messaging out there that they pick up on that they think this is the, you know, you one day arrive. And I mean, every day you've got to persevere and you've got to stay focused. And especially coming out of COVID, I know I got a lot of gray hair over the last year and a half of, I never thought I'd be dealing with that from a leadership standpoint, but that's what I was dealing with. And we kept all of our employees on the team. And obviously that means their families were, you know, able to be fed and they, everyone kept health insurance. And so these were, you know, I consider that a huge success. If that's the only thing I did this past year, whether make a sale, we took care of our people. I think that's the, you know, a great thing. So,
yeah, for sure. Well, and you can't get to where you're going without a great team.
Right. Absolutely.
It's not just about product. It's about the team that delivers it. As you've said before in this interview, let's chat. diving back into the company, let's just talk about the we've talked about the long-term relationships that you have. Let's talk about the value of that to the client. I mean, what that means to the client to be able to go back to someone that's familiar with them and their mission and kind of where they're going as a business themselves.
Well, I think in our roles with the clients, I mean, we take a lot of this burden off of them and we become almost ingrained in their processes. I mean, where a lot of them are naturally just saying, hey, pick up the phone, call ICS, call George Office Interiors. They know how to do it. I think that when you're looking at furniture, especially right now in the pandemic, I'll tell you, if you're in the market for furniture, right now is a great time to buy commercial furniture because a lot of these manufacturing facilities have been sitting, you know, empty for the most part. Mm-hmm. So it's a great time to buy. You know, we're seeing volume. And I think that what we're able to do is because of some of the larger house accounts that we've had for years, when we go and buy furniture at volume, that cost saving carries over to the small to medium-sized businesses is saying, hey, I need new office furniture too. Well, they may not know, but they're a part of a larger order we're doing for ABC company that's a Fortune 100 company. Mm. So when you get that volume save on product, that carries over.
Sure.
And so I think that, you know, they're able to call up my designers directly. They're not, you know, they're able to call me directly. They're able to call our installers directly. They know them. They know their names. You know, they have a question, they don't try to go through some, you know, corporate intake form. They're calling up Jessica, our lead designer, or Christy, one of our designers, or Tito, one of our project managers. So, I mean, so that I think that's a differentiation with us as well, is that, you know, clients come back to us because of the ease of doing business with us. And we listen to them. I mean, if they say, hey, Steven, I don't want to break the bank. I want to buy furniture. I want to have a warranty for 10 years, but I also can't afford, you know, the tier one greatest thing in the world. But I also don't want like a low grade, you know, product. And we listen to them. We're like, okay, you know, we don't try to shove something down their throat that they, you know, haven't outlined to us. So I think that's important, is just listening to your client to know what do they really want? Not necessarily what you think, you know, in your mind, what you're envisioning, but listening to what their vision is for their business, for their workspace.
Sure. So let's talk about new clients and kind of how that conversation unfolds. So if someone's interested in doing business with you, what are the kind of the initial steps in terms of how that conversation rolls out?
Yeah. I mean, usually sometimes a design firm will reach out to us. They'll say they have a project. It may be a property manager. It may be the end user client saying, hey, we Googled you. We saw you're the highest, you know, in customer service on Google for the Southeast. We want to do business with you. Okay, great. And they'll call us. They get a real person on the phone. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of times they're talking to me or one of the folks on the sales team. And I think they love that because they're like, okay. And the ball starts rolling the moment the call comes in. Mm-hmm. So the first step is typically getting measurements of the space or the design that they've come up with their architect or interior design firm. And then our designers are dropping in the furniture. So we'll get an idea and say, okay, well, what are we looking to spend? What's your total budget? And the client says, well, I have no idea. You know, and that's a big shock for furniture because folks think IKEA or Wayfair sometimes. And when you get into kind of this different grade of furniture with warranty that, you know, lasts for 10, 15 years,
sure,
it's not going to be what you see necessarily on Amazon. It's actually going to last a long time. You know, and you're going to have a dealership like ourselves behind that product. So we will start to drop in furniture at the price point, kind of budget idea that they have. We'll get them renderings. They'll say, oh, okay, I like this look. Oh, that looks kind of weird to us. We look at finishes. So it gets kind of fun. I mean, kind of like start to fancy it out and get all these accessories and, you know, and then the constant evaluation of, okay, where are we on scope of the project? Where are we on budget? Because sometimes you get carried away and all of a sudden you look and say, oh man, we're up to like X amount of dollars. So that's why you need a partner in it to kind of keep that, you know, eye on there to say, okay, listen, I know this is our target. This is when we want to install. This is what we want our budget to be. You know, let's work it, you know, keep it tight and let's get it there. And so we go through that whole process and then we have an in-house installation team that actually installs it. A lot of these folks are using third-party installers, which is kind of a big no-no because you really don't know who's installing it. You don't really know who you're working with.
Right.
And with the government business we do with E-Verify, of course, our guys a lot of times have to have security clearances if they're going on a military basis or working with one of the federal agencies. So it's really important to know who you're letting through the door of your business. And so we really, you know, pride ourselves on having an in-house installation team, whereas a lot of these folks will outsource that install. So, you know, that's a kind of a unique thing. So it's start to finish. It's the design. It's the actual ordering. And then, of course, we have warehouse facilities in Orlando here in Norcross as well, Georgia. And then it's the installation component that comes on the back end. And then we're there. Like, we don't go away. So when you say 5 years from now, hey, Steven, you know, this, we've had a great, you know, run, and this one table's got a little thing on it that we don't know what it's about. Okay, let's put in a warranty thing for it and let's get you a new table. We just had a Fortune 100 company go through that in Hawaii that we're doing an install. And they said, you installed this like 15 years ago and there's one little thing. And we went back to the manufacturer and we said, hey, our client has an issue and they're getting new tables now and they're in no cost to the customer. So that's the difference when you're working with a reputable firm that kind of knows what they're doing and can advocate on your behalf.
Yeah. And that you've got the volume and the standing in the industry to be able to, command that, really, right?
Yeah, we're the oldest Technion dealership in the United States, which kind of makes us sound old, but you know, we think that's great. You know, mm-hmm. we've been around for a minute, and you know, and there's a lot of great people in this business. There are. I mean, we've got some great competitors even in this market here in Atlanta, and I call them my friends. You know, mm-hmm. we go up against each other. Mm-hmm. I think, like I said, where it comes down to for us is the cost save. We typically can beat them on pricing, and then it's ensuring that we're using in-house people. We're not using some third party subcontractor to get the work done. That's the difference between us and maybe someone else that's out there.
So we talked about some of the folks you work with, but let's be clear about those ideal clients for you, right? The kind of clients that you're looking for, certainly here in the Georgia market.
Yeah, I mean, we don't do a lot in residential. I'll tell you that. There's a lot of need right now because a lot of folks have spent a year at home and they've looked around their house. And so they've said, oh, I need this, I need that. But it's good to know where you play and where you don't play. So we don't do a lot of residential. But if it's anything commercial, and if it's a 1-2-person shop or it's, you know, 100,000 employees, we do the whole range. I think that really, we are looking for a client that is locally based, but also has maybe a national presence or maybe more than one office. That usually tends to be the case. But we also get folks that are like, hey, we're opening up an animal clinic and we need furniture for our lobby and for our rooms, or mm-hmm. we're a doctor's office, or we're a Montessori school and we're looking for educational classroom furniture. So anyone really kind of falls in that boat. So I would love to work with anyone that has that need. And we would obviously, a lot of times if they're affiliated with the chamber, the North Fulton Chamber, or obviously a connection to the Business Radio X, I mean, we'd love to help them with that design service complimentary typically, you know, is what a lot of people don't do that in the industry, but we will give them a couple design hours just kind of on the house to work with them. I'd extend that offer to your listeners and to the greater North Fulton Chamber, you know, as well. And the other chambers we're a part of.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Great offer there, folks. And we got to get the most important question now, which is for those that have heard something, they want to be in touch. They would like to follow up with you and either take advantage of your offer or just give you a sense of kind of what they've got in mind for their business. Tell them how they can get in touch.
They can go to a couple different websites. Here in Georgia, I would say to go to georgiaoffice.com. It's the easiest, simplest way to get in touch with us. Our main parent company website is interiorcontract.com. So those are two great avenues. And you can always call me directly. And our numbers are on all the directories of the various chambers. If you Google us, you can read our reviews. You know, I think back, I don't know how long you've been in Atlanta, but do you remember Wolfman?
Oh yeah.
And he was the furniture with, you know, he was residential furniture. Absolutely. And I always think maybe for 2021 or 2022, I'm going to become the weed man for furniture and, you know, ask for, you know, they would always say ask for Wolfman.
Right.
Then I thought, well, we could do like some marketing strategy where it's the weed man and it's only commercial furniture, but I don't know. Maybe we can discuss that on another episode of like how we could leverage. I didn't know if anyone remembered him or not, but I loved his commercials.
Well, you've aged me, right?
You and I are in the same boat in that sense because I remember watching him all the time and he would always say, ask for Donna. You know, he had his daughter that was with him.
Right. Yeah, that's
so right. So I told Larry, our owner, I said, well, we need to do the family component and just, you know, play off the wolf man and become the weed man and, see it. So I don't know. Maybe we could get some commercials like that in the studio or something we could come up with. But
that sounds like a fun thing.
Yeah, but they could reach out anytime. Any of those websites are great, and obviously the directories and the chambers are awesome. Or come to one of our events. We have a blast at those business after hours.
We do.
And, you know, you throw good food and good company and maybe some libations on top of it. It makes for a great, you know, great time of networking. So
absolutely, absolutely. Any of those after hour events, you can find that on gnfcc.com. In the events section there where Georgia Office Interiors are the sponsor for 2021. So, Stephen, this has been great. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, I appreciate you having me. This is an awesome setup, and you do great work in our community, and I'm just glad to know you. So,
thank you. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Folks, just a quick reminder that if you've got some administrative task in your business that is really weighing you down and you need to get it off your desk and outsourced, if you're up in the middle of the night doing bookkeeping, you need to rethink that. What you need to do is you need to give SES Escobedo over at Office Angels a call. If you're shy, you can go to our website, go to officeangels.us and check it out. But my suggestion is just give her a call, 770-442-9246. And what she will do is listen to your problem, and she will find the best angel for you that can fly in, get the job done, and fly out. And they do it on an ongoing or as-needed basis. I've used her services for a long time, and she's terrific. Can't recommend her and her folks highly enough. SES Escobedo, Office Angels, tell her I sent you. And folks, just another reminder that you can find this show on all the major podcast platforms. North Fulton Business Radio is a search term. We would love it if you would go on your favorite app, subscribe, but then give us a 5-star review. And I'm boldly asking for that, not for me, not for Business Radio X, but for our guest. Business leaders like Stephen, who do great work in the community, and we want them to be found through the shows that we do. So your help in that regard would be great. We would love it if you would connect with us on social media as well. If you're active on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, we're at North Fulton BRX. So for my guest, Stephen Weed, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.